Live on the Mule Sports Network, it's Muhlenberg Lady Mules Softball. Brought to you by the new Birdies Inn, 160 Old Friedensburg Road in Exeter, MikeDragoSports.com, the best high school sports coverage in Berks, and Lancaster Full Service Painting, found on the web at LancasterFullServicePainting.com. Now to the broadcast booth, here are your announcers, Ryan Lineweaver and Chris Ziner.
Good evening. Welcome to Muhlenberg Mules Varsity Softball coverage brought to you by Jerry Gelliff Media. Tonight, a Berks 1 matchup as your Lady Mules take on the Lady Red Knights of Reading. Joined in the Mule Sports Network booth by Chris Ziner. Chris, say hi to the folks.
It's yours truly. This is our sports network. You're from Exeter, so you don't get it, but the Mule side, we're here.
Wait a minute. I'm a Mule alum, so yeah, that's there true. There is some allegiance there as well. All right, I'm Darren Ziner. I'm filling in for Ryan Lineweaver. Chris, the Mules lost five of their last six, but they're looking for something to build on positively. Less than a week to go already in the 2024 season.
Yeah, it is. And, I mean, it'll still be an eventful week. We got games coming up. We got Comrade Weiser coming up. We have Exeter on Monday, the last broadcast of the year. Or I should say the last broadcast of the season that we know of. And then Octorara to finish off the year.
Coach Jacqueline Rusnak brings the Mules into today's game 2-7 league record, 6-9 overall. In the loss against Fleetwood yesterday, bright spots for Muhlenberg, Kaylee Jablonski. She played short last night. She'll actually play catcher today. She went 4-for-4, had a triple, a double, two singles, two RBIs, two runs scored. Catcher Jayla Eaton, 2-for-3 with a walk, two runs scored. She'll actually play short today. Maddie Wenzel, 1-for-3 with a walk and an RBI. So as you mentioned, three games on the schedule for Muhlenberg after today. Conrad Weiser, I'll tell you, a solid team there, played Exeter yesterday. Exeter at 9-1 atop Berks 1, comes out with a 4-3 win. So that game against Conrad Weiser will be a good challenge for the Mules.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And if those girls really can get those bats hot and stay composed in their fielding, I think that'll be a really big game to win for the end of the season.
So, Chris, as the top of the order produced yesterday, when you take a look, and we'll talk about some of the numbers. In fact, why don't I go to them now? I think I have them in my script for later, but let's talk about it. It's one of those where the top of the order, Kaylee Jablonski, and I'll take a look here at their lineup, because I'll have an idea of Jayla Eaton, Maddie Wenzel. So the 1-4 hitters are going to play a big key today in getting the offense kickstarted and hopefully coming away with a win.
Yeah, definitely. And if that start of the lineup can come out hot, there's something to be said there, because we saw on Wednesday that start of the order, they came in a little too late. They came in hot late, but they still put up five runs. I mean, they put it up those five runs in two innings combined. So, I mean, you see that the hitting's there. It's just that the bats have to come out hot instead of getting hot later in the game.
Turning our attention to Reading quickly, they're coached by Robert Grimm. He's in his ninth season with the team. Currently, they're 1-9 in Berks 1 league play, 2-13 overall. Tatiana Garcia will pitch. She leads the team, probably in innings pitched and at the bat. In the first meeting between these two teams, she went 2-for-3 with an RBI, so she's going to be the one, if Reading is going to have an opportunity, not only on the mound, Chris, but she'll have to fuel their offense with the bat as well.
Oh, yeah, and I mean, there's some talent to be said there. She's great on the mound. She definitely can put the ball into play, and that's going to be one of the Mules' bigger problems, because sometimes if Molly Wenzel's not coming out throwing heat, if Brooke Worth isn't coming out confident in their throwing, there could be a little bit of a problem when it comes to them being at the plate.
So another thing that we'll say about Reading, obviously, in fact, we'll go silent for the playing of the national anthem.
Thank you.
Chris, something to be said about Reading. When you have a season as tough as it has been for them, give them credit. They continue to compete. They come out game after game. They give it their best shot, and I'm sure they'll do the same today.
Oh, yeah, and we've seen that the Mules, they don't go down easy. They always will fight, and it's going to be very interesting when you have two teams that don't know how to give up.
Kaylee Jablonski mentioning her 4-for-4 performance yesterday. She's been on an absolute tear against Governor Mifflin last Wednesday. 3-for-4, a home run, 6 RBIs against Wilson on Monday. 2-for-3, 2 homers, 3 RBIs. The Mules will definitely look to her. We've already talked about her production, but she continues that tear, and the Mules will ride her back.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's coming in this game batting a .512 average. She has 25 runs, brought in 21 hits, 28 RBIs. She's one of those players that if she, like I said earlier, if she can get hot with the bat, it's going to be an interesting game because we know she can make plays.
Pitching for Muhlenberg today will be Maddie Wenzel. We'll give a couple nods to some individuals here in the booth. Our public address announcer for the evening, Beth Slater. And on the scoreboard, and he is going to be my superhero today, Dan Toomey. The glare up here in the box, supreme. So we will rely on Dan from time to time, taking a look at the scoreboard and, of course, whatever's happening on the field. But we will do the best that we can for you. Muhlenberg has finished up their warm-ups. One last gathering on the mound. The defense behind Maddie Wenzel. In left, it's Kara Gray. Center, Ava Missimer. In right, Carly Lefevre. Playing third, Sophia Billman. Jayla Eaton will be at short. Leia Wolf at second. Aaron Smith at first. Doing the catching, Kaylee Jablonski. Wenzel toes the rubber. She's in the windup, and we're underway. First pitch, a ball. Redding starts out with the shortstop, Aliana Rodriguez. Wenzel steps away after throwing a strike, so 1-1 the count. The pitch. Ball two. And the pitch. Fouled off. It'll even the count at two. Wenzel toes the rubber. Ball three, just off the corner. It'll take the count full. This one up high, it's ball four. So Rodriguez is a leadoff base runner. It'll bring up the pitcher, Tatiana Garcia. Here's the first pitch. It's a ball. Wenzel struggling to find the zone early. Here's the pitch. Ball two. Oh, that one actually a strike. Of course, I was listening for the umpire. I didn't hear him.
Yeah, he's really quick with his hands.
This one fouled to the right side. It'll take the count 1-2.
Wild throw? Maybe. Tried to get her off at first.
She toes the rubber. Here's the pitch. This one up high. 2-2 the count.
Yeah.
This one fouled off. It'll keep the count at two to the pitcher Garcia. Redding looking to take advantage of a leadoff walk to the shortstop Rodriguez.
Ooh, strike three.
Strike three call. She'll be the first out of the inning. We go to the three hitter, the catcher, Samaya Gonzalez. She steps in. Here's the windup. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Good pitch there. A high fastball right around the letters. Gonzalez couldn't catch up. The pitch. A ball evens the count at one. One out here in the top of the first. Runner on first. One and one the count to the catcher, Gonzalez. The pitch. It's in play. It's a fly ball to right field coming in to make the play. Carly Lefevre. She'll squeeze it. It's the second out of the inning. It'll bring up the third baseman, Adalia Feliciano. Nice play, Lefevre, coming in on the ball, battling the sun as she did so. First pitch in there for a called strike. Oh, well, that could have been a ball. I saw his hand go to the right. It looked like it may have been a fist to call a strike, but I guess we'll figure it out. It's a swing and a miss on the second pitch. So 1-2 the count now. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, struck her out, and that'll take care of the Red Knights for the top of the first. We've played a half. It's scoreless. We'll be right back. It's the Mule Sports Network.
Spring is the time to spruce your house up, and Lancaster Full Service Painting has you covered, interior or exterior. John and his crew will have your home looking like new, freeing you up to do the gardening or just sit and relax in the nice weather. No more painting, no more scraping. Just call John at 717-419-8492. Again, that's 717-419-8492 for Lancaster Full Service Painting. You're listening to the Mule Sports Network on Jerry Gallup Media.
We are back in Laureldale. For the Mules, center fielder Ava Missimer will lead it off. The shortstop, Jayla Eaton, and the catcher, Kaylee Jablonski. So, Chris, as we mentioned, what we expect to see is that the top of the order will hopefully come through, put some runners on base, let the middle and the end of the lineup go ahead and knock them in.
Yeah, they got to come out guns blazing. This is a huge game for them.
Tatiana Garcia finishes her warm-ups. A nice breeze here in Laureldale. Basically from home plate, I'll say straight out to left center. The Red Knights complete their warm-ups. These two teams played Monday, April the 15th. It was a 13-7 Muhlenberg win. Matty Wenzel went 2-for-4, 2 home runs, 5 RBIs. Kaylee Jablonski, 2-for-3 with a homer, 2 RBIs to lead the Mules.
Wow.
So the left-handed hitting Missimer will step in. Garcia toes the rubber. Here's the pitch. This one hits her. So the first pitch Missimer hit will take first. And that'll bring up the shortstop, Jaylee Eaton. The pitch. This one high, ball one. Here's ball two. The pitch. This one up high. Eaton ahead in the count, 3-0. This one fouled off to the right side. It'll go out of play. 3-1 the count. Here's the pitch. This is a shot over the shortstop's head. Left fielder corrals it, throws it into third. As Missimer doesn't stop, she's able to slide in safely on the throw. Eaton takes second. So give Jaylee Eaton the single. Missimer goes to third. And Muhlenberg in business, second and third, nobody out. The catcher, Kaylee Jablonski, will step in. First pitch to her. In there for a called strike. The Mule top of the order doing exactly what they needed to do, putting themselves in scoring position. Here's a shot to left field. It's actually going to go foul down the third base line. Nothing and two the count. Jablonski all over that one, just a little bit ahead of it. Garcia's pitch. This one popped up. Second baseman under it. Waits for it. She can't make the play. Missimer's going to score. Now there's a little craziness going on the base paths. But the bottom line is Jablonski will get on with will give her the single. Missimer will come home, and through throwing the ball around, runners will be on 1-2 for Muhlenberg. Up is the pitcher, Maddie Wenzel. First pitch up high for a ball. So Muhlenberg strikes first, 1-0. We're in the bottom of the first. No out. Runners on first and second for the Mules. The pitch. This one up high. 2-0 the count. Garcia's pitch. It's popped up to the right side. The pitcher Garcia can't bring it in. Here's a throw that goes to third. It goes beyond, so the run will come home. So Maddie Wenzel, give her credit for the single. Jaylee Eaton comes in. Kaylee Jablonski able to get to third. All right, so they actually did call the infield fly rule. So we'll figure out the scorecard in a second. The batter, the first baseman, Aaron Smith. First pitch is a ball. Second pitch a ball, 2-0 the count to the first baseman, Smith. Three and oh the count. There's one out here in the bottom of the first. Here's the pitch. In there for a called strike. Smith didn't look too happy with the call. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two takes the count full. This one drilled down the left field line. It's actually a home run. The left fielder looked up as it cleared the wall. And Aaron Smith jacks one out to left. So a two-run home run for Aaron Smith. And it'll be 4-0 Mules here in the bottom of the first. I'll tell you what, that was a sneaky home run.
Wasn't there a runner on first and third?
No, the first was out because of the infield fly rule.
Ah, gotcha. That's why you said it. I was kind of confused with all of it. My brain didn't come to.
So a conference on the mound for Redding. Next up for the Mules, the second baseman, Leia Wolf. So four runs across here in the bottom of the first. There's one out. Base is cleared with Aaron Smith's two-run homer. Again, that was pretty sneaky. It was one of those where I heard some gasps when she hit it. Didn't realize she hit it that hard.
Oh, it was a line drive.
Saw the left fielder reacting, and then just like that, it cleared the wall. So good power from Aaron Smith.
Mm-hmm. It was pretty much a line drive, like just snuck over the wall.
The conference has concluded. Garcia toes the rubber. Wolf in the box, the pitch. Called strike, nothing and one the count. The pitch. This one fouled straight back. Wolf in the hole, nothing and two. I think they're waiting for some softballs to be retrieved. Leia Wolf recognized as a senior prior to game festivities. This one a ball. Garcia's pitch, way up high, evens the count at two. The pitch, swing and a miss. Struck her out for the second out of the inning. It'll bring up the seven batter, the right fielder, Carly Lefevre. Carly making a nice grab on catcher Samaya Gonzalez's pop fly in the top of the first. She's in the box. Here's the stretch. Fouled straight back. It'll go out of play. Nothing and one the count to the right fielder Lefevre. The Mules jump on the Red Knights early, 4-0 here in the bottom of the first. The pitch. This one's in play. It's going to be through the hole on the right side into right field. Carly LeFevre will be a two-out base runner. Brings up the eight hitter, the third baseman, Sophia Billman. First pitch up high, ball one. We take a look at the weather game time, 61 degrees. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, a quick snap down to first. They don't get her. I actually think it hit the runner. So they'll give her a few minutes. 1-1 the count. It was a quick snap throw down to one trying to get her. I think she took it in the side. Well, maybe the leg as she's walking it off.
I think she took it in the hip, the thigh.
Okay. So LeFevre walking it off around one. She appears to be okay, back on the bag. Garcia toes the rubber. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Inside. 2-1. Quite the contrast in temperatures. Yesterday, game time somewhere around 86 degrees for our other game that we did for Exeter. Today, 61. Welcome to Pennsylvania weather.
Yep.
So another pitch. It's 3-1. Here's a swing and a miss. Takes the count full.
She definitely had the green light there.
The pitch. And it's ball four. So 2-1 for the Mules here in the bottom of the first inning. Four across. Runners on first and second. It'll bring up Brooke Worth. She's the designated player for Muhlenberg today. Swing and a miss. Strike one. In the first meeting between these two teams, she went 3-for-4, 2 runs scored, and an RBI. Here's a grounder to the third baseman. She can't come up with it cleanly. So, as far as that's concerned, we're just going to call them hits. We could question whether or not she could have come up cleanly and made the play. But the bases are loaded. We go to the top of the order. Ava Missimer, she was hit by a pitch and scored her first time up. She steps into the batter's box. Garcia's ready. Here's the pitch. Looked like first pitch outside a ball. Indeed it is. Here's the pitch. Fouled straight back. It'll even the count at one. Chris, Ava did exactly what you want your leadoff batter to do, not necessarily get hit. You want to get a hit.
Yes.
But she comes around and scores.
That's huge.
Here's the pitch. Fouled off the left side. Take the count to 1-2 to the center fielder, Missimer.
That's big because especially some teams get a little more cautious and reckless when they're down by one.
Here's the pitch. This one outside evens the count at 2. Missimer scored 2 runs in the first meeting between these two teams. Here's the pitch. It's a hit to the left side. It's going to be over the head of the shortstop. Runners rounding the bases, the throw to third. Sliding in under the tag is safe. So as far as the runners coming in to score, it's going to be Carly LeFevre, Sophia Billman. Taking a look at Brooke Worth running the bases. She slides into second.
She slides into third.
Third, thank you. And Ava Missimer on the throw goes to second.
Here you go.
First pitch to the shortstop, Jayla Eaton, is a ball. She singled and scored her first time up. 6-0 Mules.
It's going to be
this one fouled off.
Sorry, I didn't know if you saw that one.
That's okay. I looked just in time. That's the fun of keeping the scorebook while the game's going on. Here's a pop-up. It's to the left side of the field. The shortstop misplays it. It's going to fall in there. Two more runs are going to score. Jayla Eaton will have a single. Missimer scores. Worth scores. And it's 8-0 in the bottom of the first. A conference on the mound for the Red Knights. Kaylee Jablonski will step in. She singled and scored her first time up. Kaylee Jablonski actually credited with 2 RBIs. Her first time up, as was Aaron Smith with the 2-run homer. This one in play. It's hit to deep center field over the head of the center fielder. Kaylee on her way to 3 as the ball comes in. She's still on her horse, and she'll score.
Wow.
She'll get the inside the park homer. So Jayla Eaton comes around to score, as does Jablonski on the homer. It's 10-0 Mules, and we're not even out of the first. Next batter up, the pitcher, Maddie Wenzel. This one popped up to the right side. We'll see if it's playable. First baseman in foul territory makes the grab. So a pop out to the third baseman for the third out of the inning. But not before Muhlenberg plates 10. We go to the top of the second. You're listening to the Mule Sports Network.
The new Birdies Inn is your spot for entertainment with something new every night of the week. This week at Birdies. Monday will be dancing on the deck at 5 o'clock. Tuesday is open mic night at 6:30. Wednesday is music trivia night at 7. Thursday's karaoke starting at 6:30. Friday is music with Vampire Rocket Ship at 7 p.m. Saturday, Agent 99 returns to the deck at 7 o'clock. And Sunday is music with Peggy Acoustic at 4 p.m. Check the entertainment schedule and make reservations at the new Birdies Inn website at birdiesinexeter.com. You're listening to the Mule Sports Network on Jerry Gelliff Media.
Give a nod to the new Birdies Inn. Talk about an event schedule. Of course, we've talked about this before. Vampire Rocket Ship. Even mentioned it to Jerry yesterday.
Yeah.
I want to know what's going on when you name it. It's probably a commercial at 3:30 in the morning. And I don't want to say maybe you've embellished a few in order to put you in a certain frame of mind.
Say what you want. That name has to be like, you have to draw it out of a hat at this rate.
All right. For Reading, it'll be the 5-6-7 hitters. Start off with the left fielder, Crystal Aquino. Aquino has played catcher for Reading in prior games. Today in left field. Here's the first pitch. Call it ball one. Wenzel in the windup. Pitch in there, a strike. 1-1 the count to Aquino. That pitch, a ball. Wenzel, quick work on the mound in the first, striking out two. This one in there for a called strike. Even the count at two to the left fielder, Aquino. The pitch. Outside. Take the count full. Good job, Aquino, working the count full on Wenzel. The pitch. Here's a ground ball to the right side. First baseman Smith has it, steps on the bag. Three unassisted for the first out here in the top of the second. It'll bring up the right fielder Lugo. Wenzel toes the rubber. Here's the windup. In there for a called strike. Nothing and one the count. Here's the pitch. A called strike. Right at the knees, nothing and two. Wenzel quickly ahead. The pitch. Swing and a miss, struck her out. Wenzel's third strikeout on the day, the second out. Here in the top of the second, it'll bring up the second baseman, Torres. Wenzel focused, she fires a called strike. Wenzel dialed in. And the pitch. Swinging a foul at the plate. Torres will be in the hole, nothing and two. The Mules plate 10 in the bottom of the first. It's 10-0. Top of the second, two outs for Reading. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Apparently got a piece of it. So it'll keep the count nothing and two. Jablonski almost able to hold on to the foul tip, just popped out. The pitch. This one fouled. Nothing into the count. The sun has set, so we have a clear view of the proceedings now. Mm-hmm. Certainly makes Dan feel a whole lot better. Here's the pitch. Outside. 1-2 the count. I kid you not, he deserves a raise. Here's the pitch. This one a grounder to third. The throw over to first is skipped in there, but nice job by Smith. Sophia Billman makes the play. 5-3 on the putout. And the Red Knights go down 1-2-3 here in the second. We've played 1.5 here in Laureldale. 10-0 Mules. We'll be right back. It's the Mules Sports Network.
It's spring, and that means baseball at the new Birdie's Inn. 32 TVs to watch the Phillies and other MLB action. The newly expanded indoor dining room gives you more options to enjoy the terrific menu at Birdie's, entertainment every night of the week, and of course, the awesome Birdie's deck. Food, drinks, and friends, this is where memories are made. The new Birdie's Inn, 160 Old Friedensburg Road at Five Points in Exeter. Have fun, be kind.
You're listening to the Mule Sports Network on Jerry Gallup Media.
The 5-6-7 batters for Muhlenberg to start off the second for the Mules. It'll be the first baseman, Aaron Smith. She made a nice play there to end the second, digging it out of the dirt on the throw. The second baseman, Leah Wolf. The right fielder, Carly Lefevre. Smith with the two-run homer to left, her last time up, and you want to talk about vampire rocket ship? Oh, let's take the second half of that. That was a rocket.
That was a rocket. You were right, but I don't ever want to hear that anymore.
I think I'm done. I think I've made every reference that I possibly can. So,
I mean, you probably could make more, honestly.
I'm going to stop there, though. All right. Garcia's first pitch to Smith. It's popped up. It'll go out of play just over the Muhlenberg dugout. So nothing and one the count to Smith.
On the other hand, Mules baseball is up 6-1 at First Energy Stadium tonight playing against Reading.
Garcia's pitch. This is outside. 1-1. Always good to see varsity baseball doing well, and obviously that continues thus far tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a pitch. It's inside. 2-1 the count. The pitch. It's a ground ball to third. Scooped up. Long throw over to one in time. Nice play, Adalia Feliciano. Getting it over to Molino for the out. So 5-3 on the put out for the first out. Here in the Mule second.
I don't know if you noticed, but they did switch some people around on Reading. I don't know who.
That's okay. From a standpoint of what I originally had, that's what I'm going to go with.
Okay, that works.
All right, so Leo Wolf takes the first pitch of ball. Pops up the second. The first baseman over, able to make the play. Wasn't quite sure of it, but indeed she makes the catch for the second out of the inning. So two up, two down for Muhlenberg. We'll go to the right fielder, Carly Lefevre. She singled and scored her first time up. There we go, the Barbie reference as we... Here is a pop-up to the first baseman. She makes the play in fair territory. And that'll take care of the Mules here in the second. We've played two full. It's 10-0 Mules. We'll be right back. It's the Mule Sports Network.
Spring is the time to spruce your house up, and Lancaster Full Service Painting has you covered, interior or exterior. John and his crew will have your home looking like new, freeing you up to do the gardening or just sit and relax in the nice weather. No more painting, no more scraping. Just call John at 717-419-8492. Again, that's 717-419-8492 for Lancaster Full Service Painting. You're listening to the Mule Sports Network on Jerry Gallup Media.
8-9-1 for the Red Knights as we go to the third inning. Matty Wenzel, Chris, doing a fantastic job thus far. Three strikeouts.
Oh, yeah. What I noticed about Matty Wenzel's pitching is she throws some heat with her fastball. And I do see that she also throws in a little bit of a rise ball from time to time.
A rise ball can be tough to catch up to. So the first baseman, Molina, steps in. She had a nice defensive second inning for Redding. First pitch to her is a ball. A swing and a miss evens the count at one. Here's the pitch. Inside, 2-1 the count. Here's the pitch. This is down low. Let's give props to the grounds crew here at Muhlenberg, whether it's the varsity field, the softball field, beautiful condition.
Mm-hmm. They always look nice.
Here's the pitch. Well outside, and it'll be ball four.
Fields are always looking good here.
So Molina, a leadoff base runner for the Red Knights. It'll bring up the center fielder, Gallo. Then back to the top of the lineup. Here's the pitch. In there for a strike. And something we've seen from Maddie Wenzel is when she loses, as what happened in the first inning, she lost the first batter to a walk, came back, a strikeout, a flyout to right, and another strikeout. So she seems to get a little stronger. Next pitch, swing and a miss. It's nothing in two. Here's the windup. This one fouled at the plate. It'll stay 0-2.
It seems for that first batter coming into the inning, she really wants to mix in attacking that zone and not. And then after that, it's just all attack the zone.
Here's the pitch. Fouled straight back. Good job, Gallo, staying alive, fouling off the last two pitches. Here's the pitch. Down low. Jablonski keeps it in front of her, but it bounces just far enough away for Molina to take two. So the count 1-2 to the center fielder, Gallo. Gallo steps out. Wenzel back on the mound. Here's the windup. Outside. Evens the count at two. Lights are on here at Laureldale. The pitch, swing and a miss, struck her out. That's number four for Wenzel. First out of the Red Knights' third. It'll take it to the top of the order. Aliana Rodriguez, she walked her first time up. The pitch, it's a ground ball back to the pitcher. She's got it. But she airmails it to Smith. It's going to allow Molina to come home. So it's going to be an error one. And allows Rodriguez to get to two on the throw. So the Red Knights on the board. It's 10-1 Mules. The next batter, the pitcher, Tatiana Garcia, she struck out looking her first time up. First pitch is a ball. Wenzel made a nice play on the little grounder. Hurried her throw a little bit. Airmailed it. Here's the pitch. It's down low. 2-0 the count to the pitcher Garcia. Here's the pitch. This one down low, and it's 3-0. Wenzel may be a little rattled with the error that she just committed. Sometimes it's tough to gain your composure afterwards. And there's ball four. So Redding with runners first and second, one out. It'll bring up the catcher, Samaya Gonzalez. She flew out to the right fielder, Lefevre, her first time up. Here's the pitch. This one in there for a called strike. Here's the pitch, fouled straight back. Taking a look at Wenzel's pitching numbers, Chris, she's had multiple games where she's struck out 8 and 9 in a game, probably 4 or 5 games that she's pitched thus far. So she definitely has that power that you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the pitch. Off speed, it's a grounder to short. It gets by the shortstop. The left fielder has it. They advance one base. So Gonzalez on with a single. Just beyond the outstretched glove of Eaton. The bases are loaded for the third baseman, Feliciano. She struck out her first time up. Red Knights looking to put together a rally here. The pitch. This up high, ball one. Wenzel toes the rubber. Next pitch in there for a called strike, 1-1 the count. Here's the pitch. In there for a called second strike. She's ahead in the count, 1-2 to the third baseman, Feliciano. The pitch, down low, 2-2 the count. Obviously, Chris, it goes without saying, a huge batter right here, bases loaded.
Mm-hmm.
No place to put her. Swing and a miss, struck her out. Wenzel comes up big again for the second out in the Red Knight third. Her fifth strikeout.
We need her to stay solid here.
It'll bring up the left fielder, Aquino. She grounded out to the first baseman last time up. Here's a grounder to Leia Wolf at second. Nice play over to Smith. 4-3 on the putout, and that will take care of the Red Knights here in the third. The Mules hold them to 1. It's 10-1 after 2.5. We'll be right back. It's the Mule Sports Network.
Spring is the time to spruce your house up, and Lancaster Full Service Painting has you covered, interior or exterior. John and his crew will have your home looking like new, freeing you up to do the gardening or just sit and relax in the nice weather. No more painting, no more scraping. Just call John at 717-419-8492. Again, that's 717-419-8492 for Lancaster Full Service Painting. Now back to the game on the Mule Sports Network.
Nice play by Leia Wolf to end the Red Knights' third. That grounder that came to her, the runner, almost in her vision. Mm-hmm. It was a pretty close play right there. But Leia keeps the focus, able to corral the ground ball, get it over to Aaron Smith at one to take care of the side. For Muhlenberg, it'll be the 8-9-1 hitters. We'll start it off with the third baseman, Sophia Billman. She walked and scored her first time up. Garcia back on the mound. Here's the pitch. Fouled straight back, nothing and one the count. Mules looking to tack on to their 10. Here's the pitch. Outside. 1-1 the count. In that first inning for Muhlenberg, seven of nine players scoring for Muhlenberg. A strike makes it 1-2. And the pitch. Called third strike. So Billman goes down looking for the first out here in the third. It'll bring up Brooke Worth. She had a single, two RBIs, and a run scored. First pitch to her, a called strike. The pitch. This one in the dirt evens the count at one. The pitch. It's going to be a punch shot into right. It'll fall for a base hit. Worth will have her second hit of the game. We go to the top of the order. The center fielder, Ava Missimer. She's 1-for-1, a single run scored. Actually, two runs scored as she was hit by a pitch and scored in the first inning.
Mm-hmm.
The windup. She turns to bunt, pulls it back. It's a called strike. One out in the Mule third. The pitch. Fouled off to the left side. The catcher, Gonzalez, can't quite get to it. So it falls helplessly. Nothing and two the count to Missimer. The pitch. She puts it in play. It's going to get past the left fielder. It's going to go all to the wall. And watch Missimer run. She's on her way to third. They're going to bring her home. The throw is ahead of her. The catcher can't bring it in. It goes to the backstop. And Missimer scores. So she'll get credit for two RBIs. On the inside, the park homer. Worth scoring ahead of her. 12-1 Mules.
First pitch is going to be inside. It's
first
be
pitch
ball.
To Eaton. The shortstop is a ball. Just as you heard Chris say, because I didn't see it.
Oh, heads up.
This one fouled off to the right side. 1-1 the count. Eaton 2-for-2, two singles, two RBIs, two runs scored. The pitch. Grounder to the left side. It's fair. It's going to go into left field. She's on her horse looking to slide into two and does so. She never stopped as she hit one, kept going to two, and turned it into a double. So 3-for-3 on the day for Eaton. It'll bring up the catcher, Jablonski. She's 2-for-2. Had an inside the park homer her last time up. She's scored two runs. She's got four RBI on the night. First pitch to her up high.
Or as Ryan would say, ribbies.
Ribbies, of course, is something well used in baseball lingo. This one fouled off at the plate. 1-1 the count. Here's the pitch. Up high, it's off the glove. It will allow Eaton to go to third on the wild pitch. 2-1 the count. The pitch. It's in play. No, it's not. It's a foul ball down the third baseline.
Dang.
1-2 the count to the catcher, Jablonski. Oh, make that 2-2. I missed a pitch. Here's the pitch. Popped up. It's on the left side. It'll go out of play. It'll keep the count at 2. The Mules have plated 2 here in the bottom of the third. It's 12-1 Mules. The pitch. This one in play. It's a pop fly into left center. They can't make the play. It falls in. She's on her way to second base with a double, and she'll get the RBI as Eaton scores. So 5 RBI on the night for Jablonski. 3 across. It's 13-1 Mules. It'll bring up the 4 hitter, the pitcher Maddie Wenzel, 1-2. The pitch. Up high. Ball 1. This one down low. Jablonski will take off for third. She'll get the stolen base. Garcia's pitch. Put in play. It's a pop fly over the shortstop's head. So Maddie Wenzel will be on with a single. She'll get the RBI as Jablonski comes home. 4 runs in the inning. It's 14-1 Mules. Up next will be the first baseman, Aaron Smith. A pop foul out of play will take it to 0-1. Aaron hit a 2-run homer in the first. She's 1-2. One out here in the third. The second baseman, Leah Wolf, on deck. Here's the pitch. It's a ball. Taking off her second is Wenzel. She'll steal standing up. So she's in scoring position. The pitch. It's a wild pitch. It will allow Wenzel to take third. The Red Knights in danger of being 15 runned after 3. Here's a grounder to short. She makes the play but doesn't get it out of her glove to get Aaron Smith at first, so give Aaron the single. The run will come home. So give Aaron Smith her third RBI on the night. 15-1 Muhlenberg. The second baseman, Wolf, will step in. She's 0-2 on the night. First pitch fouled straight back. 0-1 the count. Wolf, the 8th batter for the Mules this inning. Here's another foul off to the right side. It's 0-2. Bless you, Chris. Wolf will be followed by the right fielder, Carly LeFevre. Here's a quick pop-up in the infield.
Wow.
They fire it to 2. And they're saying, I believe he called her out at 2. So this was a single halfway. It was a pop-up halfway between home plate and first base. Garcia makes the play and able to get the force on Aaron Smith at 2. So 1-4 on the putout for the second out of the inning. So Leia Wolf will be on one for the force. The pitch. It's an infield pop, and the shortstop takes care of Carly LeFevre. Pop out 6 for the third out of the third inning. Muhlenberg plates 5. It's 15-1 after 3. We will be right back. It's the Mule Sports Network.
The New Birdies Inn is your spot for entertainment with something new every night of the week. This week at Birdies. Monday will be dancing on the deck at 5 o'clock. Tuesday is open mic night at 6:30. Wednesday is music trivia night at 7. Thursday's karaoke starting at 6:30. Friday is music with Vampire Rocket Ship at 7 p.m. Saturday, Agent 99 returns to the deck at 7 o'clock. And Sunday is music with Peggy Acoustic at 4 p.m. Check the entertainment schedule and make reservations at the New Birdies Inn website at birdiesinexeter.com. You're listening to the Mule Sports Network on Jerry Gelliff Media.
We go to the top of the fourth for the Red Knights. It'll be the 6-7-8 hitters. We'll start off with the right fielder Lugo. She struck out her first time up. Maddie Wenzel returns to the mound for her fourth inning of work. 15-1 year score after three full. The Mules on top. Here's Wenzel's pitch. Down low, ball one. The next offering up high, ball two. Here's the pitch. Well outside, 3-0 the count. Sometimes when, I don't want to say the pitcher gets frozen, but when it's been a considerable amount of time that she's been sitting, and then she comes out to start the next inning, obviously maybe a little concentration, maybe just as far as being cold, just taking a little time to warm up. Mm-hmm. Next is a strike, so it's 3-1. And then Wenzel takes it to 3-2, so nice job of battling back. For Maddie Wenzel, the count full. Here's the pitch. Down low. Jablonski tried to frame it, didn't get the call.
So close.
So Lugo is a leadoff base runner for the Red Knights. The second baseman, Torres, steps in. Grounded out to third her last time up. The pitch. In there for a called strike. Nothing and one to count. Here's a shot to center. Under it, Ava Missimer. She makes the grab.
There we go.
I don't know if she had to actually take a step at all. That was a line drive right to her.
I don't know. It looked like she took maybe one.
Maybe a step
maybe
or
a
two.
Step? Maybe a step.
Needless to say, makes a nice play on the ball. For the first out in the Red Knight fourth, it'll bring up the first baseman, Molina. She walked and scored her first time up. First pitch to her. A called strike. Next pitch fouled at the plate. So Molina quickly in the hole, nothing and two. Here's Wenzel's pitch. It's a ball. Chris, credit the Muhlenberg defense. They come to play. They make a lot of nice plays during the course of the game. Here's a pitch. Jablonski framed I'll say, excessively long. The umpire didn't give it to her at first, and she figured holding it there for 5 seconds might change his mind, and it didn't.
It looked like it just scraped the corner, honestly. But
so
hey.
2-2 the count. Swing and a miss, struck her out for the second out here in the Red Knight fourth. Strikeout number 6 for Wenzel. Go to the 9 hitter, the center fielder Gallo. She struck out her first time up. Wenzel takes a few steps off the mound. First pitch was a ball. Swing and a miss. 1-1 the count. They call time. Is this where you say an equipment adjustment on the base paths as she ties her shoe?
Yes.
Is that what we're going to go with?
So.
Okay, fair enough. All right, so we're taken care of there. Wenzel toes the rubber once again. 1-1 the count to the center fielder Gallo. Here's the stretch. Fouled off to the right side, 1-2 the count. Two outs here in the Red Knight fourth, 15-1 Mules. The pitch. Another foul to the right side. It'll keep the count 1-2. We talked about Muhlenberg's remaining games. Conrad Weiser tomorrow. Another foul ball. So the Reading game tonight at 7. They turn around Conrad Weiser tomorrow morning at 11. Monday, they travel to Exeter. And then Tuesday, their final game here at home against Octorara. Here's a pitch. Catches Jablonski. She's going to take a moment to collect herself. Coach comes out talking to her. She seems to be okay. I'll tell you what, anybody who wants to say that the ladies aren't just as tough as the guys, if not tougher,
pretty tough.
Wenzel toes the rubber. Here's the pitch. Outside. 2-2 the count.
Baseball
1-6-1. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Here's the pitch. It's a ground ball back to Wenzel. This time she scoops it up, throws it over to one. In time for the out. 1-3 on the put out there. That's the third out in the Red Knight fourth. We've played 3.5. It's 15-1 Mules. It's the Mule Sports Network.
I stay out too late. Got nothing in my brain. That's what people say. Mm-mm. That's what people say. Mm-mm. I go on too many.
It's spring, and that means baseball at the new Birdie's Inn. 32 TVs to watch the Phillies and other MLB action. The newly expanded indoor dining room gives you more options to enjoy the terrific menu at Birdie's, entertainment every night of the week, and of course, the awesome Birdie's deck. Food, drinks, and friends, this is where memories are made. The new Birdie's Inn, 160 Old Friedensburg Road at Five Points in Exeter. Have fun, be kind.
You're listening to the Mule Sports Network on Jerry Gallup Media.
We are back in Laureldale. A note for you, the boys have defeated the Reading Red Knights at First Energy Stadium 6-1.
Mm-hmm. That's a big win.
Certainly a game that they needed to have. So I believe Tatiana Garcia will return to the mound. Oh, actually, it's a new pitcher. It's Aliana Rodriguez. So Garcia goes three innings. Rodriguez's first pitch, up high for a ball. It'll be the 8-9-1 hitters. Sophia Billman will step in. This one considerably high, 2-0 the count. Billman 0-for-1. She walked in the first and scored a run. Here's the pitch. It's in play. Off the third baseman's glove by the time the shortstop corrals it. Billman is down the line, so she'll get an infield single. A leadoff base runner for the Mules here in the fourth. That'll take us to the nine batter, Brooke Worth. She's 2-for-2, two singles, two runs scored, three RBIs. The pitch, down low. 1-0 the count. Something I think we've seen with Redding, and obviously pitching a big challenge for any high school team, but seeing Garcia and then Rodriguez, you can see a considerable drop-off there. So obviously a challenge that they're trying to develop pitchers at Redding.
Oh, yeah, and it's very important to develop another pitcher just so you can give that person you usually can go to, we can call it your ace, give them a little bit of a rest. But it's good to see somebody else coming, taking up that mantle and saying, hey, let's give her a shot. Let's see how she can improve from this environment.
1-2 the count to Worth. Billman, a leadoff base runner on one. Here's the pitch. This is up high. Even the count at two. And as a hitter, this is where you have to be patient because you want to attack the ball, but at the same time, don't just chase anything.
Mm-hmm.
The pitch. This one bounces up there. Full count. To Brooke Worth. Rodriguez toes the rubber. Here's the pitch. It's a swing and a miss, but it gets past the catcher. But first was already occupied, so it's going to be an out. So Worth with the strikeout for the first out of the inning. Billman can advance as it was a passed ball. So she stands on two. We go to the top of the order, the center fielder, Ava Missimer. She had an inside the park homer, if I can talk. She's 2-for-2, three runs scored, two RBIs.
First pitch is going to be a wild pitch.
Wild pitch.
Billman will advance to third.
Billman heads on down to third. Rodriguez toes the rubber. Here's the pitch. This is outside. 2-0 the count to Missimer. The pitch. It's a called strike. 2-1 the count. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Missimer was waiting and waiting on that pitch. Mm-hmm. Swung awkwardly for strike two.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the pitch. called strike three. So Messimer caught looking for the second out. I'm not going to say anything about the umpiring, but there's an old saying that when they start making some questionable calls, they're either hungry, they have a beverage waiting for them that they want to get to quickly. It's happened.
I'm not joining in. I do not condone this situation.
All right, here's the pitch. Down low, in steps the shortstop, Jaylee Eaton, 3-for-3 on the day.
Let's say this. We're just glad these gentlemen are out here.
Indeed. She's scored 3 runs. She's got 2 RBIs. First pitch was a ball. She puts this one in play up the middle. It'll get by the shortstop. There's another RBI for Jaylee Eaton. And that is the ball game as the 15-run rule is in effect. And the Mules win 16-1. We will be back with some post-game comments after these messages. You've been listening to the Mule Sports Network not only today, but all season long. Chris, take it away.
The new Birdie's Inn is your spot for entertainment with something new every night of the week. This week at Birdie's. Monday will be dancing on the deck at 5 o'clock. Tuesday is open mic night at 6:30. Wednesday is music trivia night at 7. Thursday's karaoke starting at 6:30. Friday is music with Vampire Rocket Ship at 7 p.m. Saturday, Agent 99 returns to the deck at 7 o'clock. And Sunday is music with Peggy Acoustic at 4 p.m. Check the entertainment schedule and make reservations at the new Birdie's Inn website at birdiesinexeter.com. Spring is the time to spruce your house up, and Lancaster Full Service Painting has you covered, interior or exterior. John and his crew will have your home looking like new, freeing you up to do the gardening or just sit and relax in the nice weather. No more painting, no more scraping. Just call John at 717-419-8492. Again, that's 717-419-8492 for Lancaster Full Service Painting.
It's spring, and that means baseball at the new Birdie's Inn. 32 TVs to watch the Phillies and other MLB action. The newly expanded indoor dining room gives you more options to enjoy the terrific menu at Birdie's, entertainment every night of the week, and of course, the awesome Birdie's deck. Food, drinks, and friends, this is where memories are made. The new Birdie's Inn, 160 Old Friedensburg Road at Five Points in Exeter. Have fun, be kind.
Now back to the game on the Mule Sports Network.
Chris, a game looking at paper that Muhlenberg would win. They actually come out, of course, do what they're supposed to do. They put up 10 runs in that first inning to pretty much seal the deal. They win 16-1 in 4 innings. So let's give credit to the top of the lineup, and that's what we mentioned, where the top of the lineup was going to have to come up big. And you take a look at Ava Messimer, Jaylee Eaton, Kaylee Jablonski. Between the three of them, 9 runs scored. You take a look at the RBIs between those three batters, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 RBIs between the three of them. Matty Wentzel comes in with an RBI, as done Aaron Smith. They're up and down the lineup today. Everybody performed the way that they needed to in order to come away with a much-needed win.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And this definitely shows that, like I said, if their bats are hot, they're going to play well. And that's just one way to show you that this team can compete. And it's a total – it's huge to build on to next year.
Matty Wentzel, strong on the mound, ends with six strikeouts. So even when we talked about her starting off an inning, maybe walking somebody, that just kind of got her, I'll say, in tune, focused a little bit more. She would come back strong. Pretty much did that throughout the third inning. They got a few hits there and were able to scratch out a run. But other than that, a strong outing by Matty.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Very strong outing by her.
All right. Not really a whole lot more to talk about. Muhlenberg taking care of business 16-1 in four innings. Talk about upcoming games. The final Lady Mules softball game of the season will be Monday, May the 6th, against the Exeter Eagles. And Exeter atop Berks 1. The Mules are going to try to play spoilers. So a lot to play for Monday night.
Oh, yeah, and it's going to be a very exciting game. Very exciting game.
It will be. It will be. I'll actually be doing that game with Ryan. So at that point, 4:15 or 4 o'clock, I should say, your start. Usually it's a 4 o'clock game over at Exeter. So tune in to Channel 1. It'll be a crossover with the Exeter Sports Network, the Mule Sports Network. So be sure to tune in at 4 o'clock for exciting Lady Mule action. And, Chris, that'll do it. Tonight from Laureldale again, today's final, the Muhlenberg Mules 16, the Reading Red Knights 1. For Chris Zeiner, buddy, it's been a whole heck of a lot of fun doing these last couple with you.
Oh, yeah, and this will be my last one for the year.
It will be the last one for
and
the year.
I just want to say, thank you, everyone, for listening. I really enjoyed our first season with Muhlenberg and all the sports doing it. Hopefully next year, a little bit more improvement. We have really good teams, really young teams, and that'll be huge coming into next year. Of course, we've already said we're going to go to video tomorrow, or I shouldn't say tomorrow, but next coming year. So you probably won't be hearing much from me. I will be more of the behind-the-scenes guy. I really won't be talking as much, so this will probably be my last time ever on the broadcast. I won't say ever, but...
You never know how it's going to work out. So you never say never.
Exactly.
All right?
So I'll say for the foreseeable future.
The potential possibility.
Yeah. But I just want to say thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you for being on this journey with us where we're able to take our first year and really show off these athletes, because Muhlenberg is a very talented school, and most of the time they have younger talent, and it's exciting to see how that younger talent will grow. And I'm very excited for the years to come.
And Chris, you mentioned it, what we do here on Jerry Gelliff Media, our main purpose is to promote these athletes. They're out here, phenomenal athletes, giving it their all, game after game. May it be Muhlenberg, Reading, any of the opposing teams that come in to play Muhlenberg. May it be baseball, softball, football, wrestling. We are here to promote these athletes, and there are just a ton of talented athletes here, just like you said, and we are privileged to be able to bring it to you.
Mm-hmm.
So he's Chris Zeiner. I'm Darren Zeiner. Again, thank you for joining us on the Mule Sports Network. Before we go off the air, one final thank you to the AD, Tim Moyer. He has been absolutely fantastic for us, providing the accommodations and, of course, anything else we need all year round. So thank you to Tim. Thank you to everyone here at Muhlenberg who has been nothing but gracious to us, and we can't be more thankful. So thank you to all of them. Again, friends, thank you for joining us. We will talk to you Monday. Have a great evening. God bless.
Thank you for joining us on the Mule Sports Network for Muhlenberg Lady Mules Softball. Brought to you by the new Birdies Inn, MikeDragoSports.com, and Lancaster Full Service Painting.
This has been a presentation of Jerry Gelliff Media. Good night.